Chuck Chat Freestyle for Friday, April 4th, 2014. And this is the end of my bachelor week. I think I last talked to you on Monday when I was in Michigan for a customer. Fought through the cold. That wasn't too bad. Seems that the more I get up and present, the better I feel. There's something about feeding off of that energy. I like doing presentations. And, well, I better, because it's part of my job now. And that's what I'm going to be doing next week. Sunday, I'm going to San Diego. And Monday, Tuesday, I'm going to be co-presenting what we call Business Basics. And Dave Slusher knows what this is about, because he just went through it last month. About those things in business that everybody expects you to do well, but nobody really trains you. Unless you're self-motivated and you read a lot of books and you listen to a lot of podcasts and that kind of thing, you probably don't get this. It's the skills like how to hold effective meetings and how to write a decent email without coming across like a jerkwad and how to do WebEx or some sort of remote screen sharing effectively without people jumping on and having the line open when you shouldn't have the line open and hearing dogs barking in the background. And speaking of dogs, here comes Todd. Todd's my cat that acts like a dog. And he comes in the room and tips over. Like he's got that sleeping goat syndrome. But that's his sales pitch. He wants somebody to rub his belly. But he's also a cat chewer, so he has no attention span, and he's getting distracted easily. Enough about the cats on the podcast again. So Monday and Tuesday was interesting because I had three people in this workshop. One flew in from Mexico, and he was very smart, very technically experienced on our software, and that was interesting. He challenged me a couple of times, and it felt good. And then I challenged him back, and he was up to the challenge. It was kind of fun. So the other two were doing month-end, quarter-end closeout for their business, so they were a little distracted, a lot of time behind the keyboard. One point on Tuesday, I just got done covering two slides on a specific topic. I was talking about technical best practices. And one of the gentlemen, he raises his head and asks a question specifically about, well, then how would you address X? And I just spent the last 15 minutes talking about X, and he wasn't paying attention. So, you know, inside I'm going, focus here, buddy. Focus. Pay attention. You know, you're paying me for this. I wouldn't want to be the poor sap who goes back and makes these, you know, you pay for a workshop, get somebody out there for 2 days, and then the next audit that you get from the software comes along and says, why are you still doing this? Didn't we just pay for a workshop? But externally, I wasn't doing anything of the sort. I smiled and explained it again. So I was hoping to get done a little early on Tuesday, but you know, some people just have no concept of time. The first day, I realized I forgot to mention, okay, we're going to take a quick break here. And shame on me, I didn't say, let's meet back at 9:45 or 3:15 or whatever it is. I said, let's break for 15 minutes. And they would take off. And I think they went back to their desks and did some more email, despite having their laptops with them in the conference room. They'd go do some business and come back, not in 15 minutes, not in 20 minutes. In some cases, it was 30. So the second day, I was getting a little more clear about the agenda, because it's slips like that that will cause the whole thing to fall apart, and then we're still 2 units left to go at 5 p.m. on the second day. So I was a little more clear. I said, it's 9:45 now. Let's take a 15-minute break. Let's meet back at 10 o'clock. And they would take off. And 10 o'clock would come around, and I'm sitting there by myself in this conference room. And one person comes back at 10 o'clock, 10:01. I said, where are the other two? Oh, I don't know. They're probably doing their stuff. 10:05. As soon as I ask the one employee to you know, IM or text or somehow get a hold of these people, you know, it's 10:10 before we're started again. And I was just, it's frustrating. You know, even as clear as I could be that trying to keep the things on task, on agenda, it still baffles me how some people can be so disrespectful. And, you know, I'm at their site, I'm at their disposal, and they're paying me to be there, but yet it wasn't wise use of my time, and I don't know. So that's professionalism, folks. That's professionalism. That's one of the things that I will be teaching next week is how to run effective meetings. So this is going to be interesting because it's not my presentation material. It is the guy who will be co-presenting with me, and my boss will be there as well. So all three of us, this is like last month, only instead of spectating, I'm going to be more of a participant in the delivery of the material. And then at the end of the month, it's out to San Francisco for our big whopping user conference thingamajigger, which I feel I finally have solidified. I actually tested my software changes on the software release that we'll be using for the conference. So at the last minute, they switched software releases, which is fun. But the good news is, not only are Dave Slusher and I working together now on this same company, but we have Craig Stepp on board. So welcome aboard, Craig. He starts in another week or so. Kind of out of cycle. I'm not sure who decided that or when or why, but maybe there's an opportunity to get him some pre-training, because our onboarding cycle is the first week of every month. And if he starts in the middle of the month, I don't know what he's doing for 2 weeks. So we'll figure that part out. It's not my job. He's not on my team. I'm just curious. It's one of those sphere of interest things, not sphere of control, not sphere of influence, sphere of, hey, what's going on over here, but I shouldn't have to trouble myself with it. This has been a bachelor week. Donna is in Hawaii. She originally was going to Hawaii, months and months ago with her friend. And then we realized it aligned with Lisa's spring break. And Lisa wanted to go also. So Lisa and Donna have been shooting me pictures every once in a while, once or twice a day, about things in Hawaii. There was a beautiful picture of Lisa by a waterfall that made my day today. I was very happy to get that. And I put it in my rotating 1,400 or so pictures of my screensaver that distracts me when it kicks in and I'm in meetings. It's very distracting because I start thinking about, wow, that doesn't feel like 2005. Wow, that doesn't feel like 2001. See, it's even distracting me in the middle of a podcast, and it's not even on. So I added that picture. And this was a great week for them to be gone because I really needed to knuckle down and focus on a lot of things to catch up on work. My boss was in the UK, so we weren't communicating all that often, and it was a very self-directed, self-fulfilling week. I had a lot of material to get done from the last trip to San Diego before I go to the next trip to San Diego, because the due date for all this material is when I get back from San Diego, which is going to be a little tough if I'm out there already presenting and observing and training a whole bunch of hours a week, plus doing a couple of voiceovers and whatnot. So, yeah, lots of fun, but it has been a little lonely, and inevitably I end up talking to the cats. I don't care how many people you run into. I did go to karate on Wednesday night for 2 of the 3 classes. Still fighting the cold a little bit, so I did not go to sparring. And I have sold, speaking of karate, I have sold four bookcases and 2 bookshelves today. So we're chiseling away at the things we need to sell. I put them on Craigslist, I put them on Facebook, and within minutes I've got leads and calls and things. So we now have a lot of books lying around that used to be on shelves that will need to go in boxes. So, but the house is slowly starting to look a little emptier. It will be easier to paint. We're going to talk to the painter guy when I get back. We had him come in and do an estimate, came in with a very fair price and a decent price. We can get like a dealer discount on paint. We're basically going to paint the majority of the house, if not the whole interior of the house, and kind of, well, for lack of other word, bland it down with tans. And I think one color is called cardboard and the other is called latte. So you can kind of get a picture. It's a couple shades of tan. Brown, beige, whatever. We will be keeping all the natural wood colors, but we're washing out some of the personality so that when people come in and they see the house, they picture their stuff in the house. They don't see our stuff. So we've got to take down a whole bunch of pictures. We won't be doing that well. It's kind of hard to say because a lot of the pictures are hanging on nails, and nails make holes, and we're asking the painter to patch the holes. So I don't want to leave... I don't want to have to pound nails and put our pictures back up this summer. We've got Lisa's graduation coming up, and the house is going to look like it's for sale all summer, basically, I guess. So I am enjoying a Sprecher Maybach. I just walked to the grocery store and picked this up. Yes, I walked. It's crappy weather out. This is hopefully the last crappy weather we'll have for a while, because it is supposed to be in the 50s and 60s in another day or so. Of course, I will be going to California and miss a lot of that, and Donna will have missed a lot of that. But most of the snow in the yard has disappeared since they left. They left and there were still a fair amount of snowbanks, and there's just one pile kind of in the shady part of trees that was uber high because I had snowblowed it, and that's where I was shoveling the snow off the roof and threw that on the driveway and then threw that into the yard. So now that the snow is gone, I can see what a disaster area the lawn is, with the meadow voles making their little trails and digging up and eating the grass. I probably have lots of dead patches. But it decided, there's a huge storm that's rolling through right now. If you watch the weather this week, Thursday, Friday-ish. Glad I'm not in Minnesota. So to the west and to the north of us is a big old mess. 10 or 11 inches in the Twin Cities. To the north of us, just as bad. And we got a little dusting. So it's not bad here. I'm not going to complain. Everybody's tired of the winter. Everybody wants to get rid of it. Spring is going to be slow in coming because the Great Lakes did mostly froze over, which means it's going to be slow to get the weather going again, I mean, to warm up. They always have that big air conditioner of Lake Michigan, and Lake Michigan's to the east of us, so the prevailing westerlies really won't impact us that much. But Lake Superior, a lot of the area has been cool, and it will remain cool. So these trips to California are welcome respites. Trying to focus on a lot of projects, but two that are in the front of my mind right now. There's less than 6 months to go, now less than 5 months to go till Dragon Con. And Craig and Clinton and I have been talking about what we're going to do for the parade, what we're going to do for general cosplay, because the Men in Black thing is pretty much, we're pretty much done with it. The closest I'll get is I will likely bring my tuxedo for the Parsec Awards. And Scott Tyler is coming with us. He's a neighbor and friend, and we've been geeking out and having our once a month we go and watch a man movie, whether it's a Die Hard or a Avengers or something. I think Captain America, the Winter Soldier, I always want to say Winter Solstice, the Winter Soldier is coming up this weekend, and I think we're going to go on a pub crawl next weekend when I get back from San Diego, which ought to be most interesting. And so Dragon Con is coming up, plans going fast. We've got to make our robot Santa costume, and the headpiece is going to be the challenge. We also decided we're going to all cosplay together somewhat as Star Trek, mixed bag. I think some people are classic, some people are next gen. I haven't made my decision yet. Hopefully Scott will come over tomorrow night. We'll share a beer, maybe another Maybach, and do some online shopping. He got his gear. I think he went with the classic Star Trek. Clinton is doing classic Star Trek. I was thinking about doing a red shirt and either see if I can locate my old ninja star that affixes to my forehead and go as a dead red shirt. Or, Donna's not going to like this, but I may burn a hole in the shirt like I got phaser burned or something. Whatever I do as a red shirt is going to be a dead red. So that's my shtick, and I'm going to stick to it, see if that warrants any pictures at Dragon Con. The other thing is the parade. We're working on our Robot Santa, as I mentioned. And then we're trying to go as some more Futurama characters. So Clinton, likely going to be Spruffy. I hope I'm not spoiling anything by leaking anything, but you know, I think all three of the listeners to this podcast are also in the parade, so surprise, if you want to join us, there's our plan. I am going to likely be Hugo Farnsworth. Don't know how I'm going to do the headpiece yet. I used to have a false bald headpiece. Might do that again. I know where I can get one. I was also thinking of my old leather football helmet that I thought Farnsworth wore in one of them. Maybe put some goggles or something up there. I would also love to come up with a Finglonger. Not sure how I'm going to ship that or anything. Maybe I have to ship it to Craig ahead of time. Or if Craig can help fabricate something like that, that would be great. And obviously lab coat, slippers, and pajama pants. So we want to march along with Robot Santa. We are still challenged to find a vehicle so Scott can ride. We were originally thinking about a red convertible, but rental car companies can't guarantee the color of a car. I could rent a convertible, but I don't know what color it'll be. And then Craig said, why not a pickup truck? So I have put a plea out on the Dragon Con parade mailing list and got zero response. Excuse me. Beer hiccup. Zero responses. Not sure what I'm going to do there. That one still continues to bother me, that we're up against that challenge. So another few weeks, I'll try something else, unless somebody has ideas. Drop me an email, chuck@chuckchat.com. Love to hear from you. So I have rambled on. Wow, time flies. That's the catch-up, and nothing real prophetic tonight. Just that I'm here by myself talking, well, not to the cats. I'm talking to you. And nobody is in the house to look at me funny. I did do a speaking of looking at me funny. I did do a voiceover for Christiana Ellis's new Space Casey audio book. Minor bit part. She was looking for a couple of Tories. I guess the story takes place in the past, and she needed some extras. So I threw my voice in for a couple of extras. And if you hear somebody dying of electrocution, who knows? It might be me. That should be fun. It worked for T. Morris when I had to do my death scream, getting a bookcase or a warehouse shelf dropped on me in Billabong Battings. So if you need anybody to die on your podcast, I guess I'm your person. Give me a call. And if your audiobook involves somebody who's going to bite the big one before the end, that's me. Unfortunately, I will not be able to do Technorama again this weekend because I will be traveling Sunday night. So Craig has asked Clinton to join him. And I better do some more shows, or the board of directors is going to vote me off the panel. And I won't be on Technorama anymore if this keeps up. So it is fun when I do get a chance to do it. I have a blast. If you listen to show number 400, that was recorded just before my birthday and released on my birthday, We had fun. As I was listening to that on the way back from Michigan on Tuesday night, I was giggling and chuckling, even though I knew what was going to be said. There were some zingers in there. And Craig dropped in two of our old-fashioned stingers that we must have made those 6-7 years ago, maybe longer. And this one just jumped out at me that had some sound bites that I wanted to put together to make another stinger. There was some funny stuff. I'll see how I can rearrange that. So while I'm flying on Sunday, I will be studying my presentation slides, possibly making some software updates to my exam application that I promised one of the training guys I would do. It's mostly done. And maybe waiting for a flight, I'll throw together a new stinger. I need to find a background music or sound effects or something. I haven't done that in so long. I'll have to fire up GarageBand and see if there's any new clips in there that I haven't exploited yet. So get the creative juices going again. So 20 minutes, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for listening.
Until next time, 101.